Good morning, a Wednesday morning. It is December 7th, and back in 1941, there was the attack on Pearl Harbor. We'll be greeted with that power of words tomorrow at 1 o'clock. But, Alan, certainly a significant day in history, and you've been talking about FDR recently in reference to Donald Trump and defying the State Department.
Well, that's right. Donald Trump has been conducting his own foreign policy. The State Department is a whole other bureaucracy, which goes by a whole other set of rules. Trump is a guy who likes to play it extemporaneously and to do it on his own, and that has tremendous dangers because if you don't listen to the people who are experts, you really can't have a balanced approach. We also have the specter of Donald Trump's own holdings internationally. And so when you see separate deals being made with individuals, you worry that he's doing it on behalf of the country as opposed to on behalf of his own wallet. So the real issue is whether or not they are the same for Donald Trump. You know, Charlie Wilson once famously said, if it's good for General Motors, it's good for the United States. Well, you could add on, and it's good for Charlie Wilson, and then you worry about that with Trump also. So until you see his tax returns, until you have real translucence and the ability to look in and see what's going on, you really will not know the answer to that, although you can suspect it.
How about the story, Alan, that former senator turned lobbyist Bob Dole helped establish the high-level contact that led to the call between President-elect Donald Trump and Taiwan's leader?
Well, it's a good get for the New York Times and for other journalists, because what happened here, this is great investigative reporting, because what happened here is you see that Dole was paid a great amount of money for having delivered this. You know, this is a payoff. I don't mean that in a criminal sense, but this is a payoff for a fellow Republican. So if you're getting $150,000 for making that contact and getting that done, it is an extraordinary piece of work that we have seen on the state level, and we have seen it on the federal level. That's the way lobbying works. If you're a friend of the principal, if you're a friend of the governor, a friend of the president, it's all good for you. And that cast of characters will change immensely now as one lobbyist group is out and another lobbyist group is in.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, a proponent of early voting for New York, is urging major reforms to the state's voting system after his voter protection hotline received a tenfold increase in the number of voter complaints from New York's primary day. It was 1,500 complaints about voter registration and the voting process, Alan.
Well, you got to give Schneiderman some credit. Here is proof that there are people with grave concerns about the way things were going. You know, I often think of the way they test drugs. You go to the FDA, they have a small class of people that they test them on, and then millions of people have to take those drugs, and then you find out what the problems are. Schneiderman has a voter hotline, which he's to be commended for, and you have hundreds or thousands of calls. It means somebody has seen something that they at least perceive to be not right. Now, some of those calls may be from angry people. We know this was an angry election, and people may see something that doesn't exist. But on the other hand, they may well see something that exists, and it may call for greater training on the part of the people who are sitting at the polls or less politicization among the poll watchers. But whatever it is, he is smart to say, okay, that's why I set this outline up, that's why we have it, and that's why we need some changes.
From the Buffalo News, Tom DiNapoli, the state comptroller, Alan, has rejected Governor Andrew Cuomo's request to purchase a used $12.5 million helicopter for the New York State Police, furthering the tension that seems to exist between the two. The Cuomo administration officials insisted that the purchase effort for the Sikorsky is still underway and that they are in the process of answering the comptroller's questions.
Well, what we don't know is what the questions were. We do know that around the Cuomo administration, there has been some real problems with bids and the way bids are done. Look, I know Tom DiNapoli, and I know him well. And I have to tell you, this is not a guy who goes after a governor for the pure joy of doing it. That may be more on the Cuomo side. Tom DiNapoli has been a recipient of some very unpleasant warfare from Cuomo. But he is not a guy who goes around looking for trouble. And if he's raising questions, well, then those questions have to be raised. That's why we have a controller. As you probably know, Cuomo has tried to keep Tom DiNapoli from doing his job. For example, the legislature and Cuomo came up with a plan to disqualify DiNapoli from doing pre-audits on SUNY. And we know what happened as a result of that. It was a disgrace. So I have great faith in Tom DiNapoli.